Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Matilda with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a cockatoo has been the culprit of Gilmore Space Technology's latest failed rocket launch. The Queensland Aerospace frontrunner was forced to cancel the highly anticipated launch of its rocket Eris on May 16th because of last-minute electrical faults. Gilmore Space has shared a Facebook post of the bandit birdie, saying that they weren't ruling him out for any electrical issues. The space launch couldn't have got any more Aussie, with the payload including a jar of Vegemite, with some Facebook fans saying he could smell the unmistakable aroma of the Vegemite. In all seriousness, Gilmore Space told 7 News that they're making good progress towards an expected launch date with implemented fixes.
7 fires have been caused in Gold Coast City Council garbage trucks since the start of May due to incorrectly disposed batteries. Fires are causing bin truck drivers to dump piles of waste on Gold Coast streets, while also striking concern for driver safety. Gold Coast City Council Water, Waste and Energy Committee Chair Councillor Shelley Curtis has spoken out about her concerns for driver safety, saying, "We need to do everything to protect those men and women who deliver this service to our community." Queensland Fire Department Superintendent Mark Harverson says a rise in lithium-ion batteries may be the cause. He says fires caused by batteries have been known to reignite even after being put out. Harverson has stated, "Even if a battery appears to be flat, there's almost always some amount of energy that remains within it." Residents are warning that even dead AAA batteries from TV remotes could be capable of starting fires if they are crushed during collection.
In national news, Supercare dental and cosmetics patients have been left with missing teeth and superannuation after clinics collapse. Patients across the country have been left with no teeth and drained superannuation accounts after clinics run by a New South Wales company were placed into administration. Dentists who work for Supercare Dental and Cosmetics are now owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid wages and say the clinics were predatory. The situation is part of a broader trend, with the number of patients withdrawing superannuation to pay for dental work more than tripling in 3 years.
After last week's devastating floods in New South Wales that destroyed hundreds of homes, tragedy has struck again, this time in the form of a house fire early this morning in Croydon, Sydney. It's starting to feel like Mother Nature's playing disaster roulette and no one's winning. Sadly, one person has died and another has been injured.
In international news, in the Trump administration's move to suspend international students' visa processing has now been paused. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio ordered the Days for Administration ban on Harvard University to prevent the administration for any non-Americans. Until any further guidance is issued, Mr. Rubio has ordered embassies and consulates from allowing any additional student visas to be approved. In further government action, the U.S. government intends to cut $100 million in Harvard University funding, according to a senior official. The ended contracts would mark the severance of business ties between the government and Harvard, which is considered a global research powerhouse. Also, it's Kylie Minogue's birthday today.
The weather is starting to warm up a bit, with the current temperature being 19 degrees, expecting to reach a high of 23. There's a very low chance of any rain today, and the UV index is currently 4. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.